Its sound ideas, any Shakespeare production is going to be loaded with talent. The script, the actors, the set designers, the director. But there are some moments, some emotions that the stage players themselves simply can't do on their own. That's where the sound designer comes in. GLT's Ryan Denham visited the man behind the music at this summer's Illinois Shakespeare Festival in Bloomington.
What you're hearing is some of the original score for Henry V, one of three main shows this summer at the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. The festival's sound designer is Tony Reimer, who's pulling double duty this year. He's also composing original music for all three shows. We visited Reimer at the festival's outdoor theater at Illinois State University's Ewing Cultural Center in Bloomington, as he and the rest of the crew were getting ready for this week's opening night.
Probably about close to an hour's worth of original music. The interesting thing about theater is you're not composing things that are long. The general duration is 15, 20 seconds. Occasionally you'll go up for an underscoring piece. It might be a minute or so, but there's also times where it's like you have to have a beginning, middle, and end that that you wrap up in 5 or 10 seconds. It's a very different kind of composition from what you'd find in a concert hall.
What's the relationship between the sound effects that you're kind of working with on the design side and then the music compositions themselves? Like, are people be hearing them simultaneously, overlapping on each other?
So I came to sound design through composition. And so for me, I don't really view them as separate entities. Certainly in the case of these shows, the sound effects are integrated within the composition, not necessarily in musical ways, but in at least textural or palette, as part of a palette. Especially with Henry V, for example, a lot of the quote unquote music is really just sound effects that are being manipulated and organized in a way that supports the instruments that I'm using.
So how long have you been composing music?
It's been 30 some odd years. My very first sound design and composition for a theatrical production was for an adaptation of Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre way back as an undergrad. And caught the bug pretty bad. I got bit pretty bad and have not really ever put it down since. It's been something I've been doing throughout my entire adult life.
From the outside looking in, it just seems really intimidating to be staring at nothing, a blank piece of paper, a computer, whatever, and just have nothing in front of you, and then suddenly there's something. How do you start composing a new work?
So a lot of times there's the director will sometimes come in with, hey, I want something that sounds a lot like this composer, or I want something that sounds like this movie. It's different on a show by show basis. For example, with Merry Wives of Windsor, we're saying that in the 70s, and so there's a wide variety of popular music from the 70s. So I look to sitcoms and popular music of the day as motivation.
Illinois Shakespeare Festival sound designer and composer Tony Reimer speaking with GLT's Ryan Denham. The festival opens this week with The Merry Wives of Windsor. This summer's other two main shows are Henry V and Shakespeare in Love. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal. Let us know what you think of the show at facebook.com/WGLTFM.